Chapter 17, Jesus' Ministry. Following the temptation, as recorded in Matthew 4:24, he went down out of the mountain, and the multitudes thronged him. And the report of him went forth into all Syria, and they brought unto him all that were sick, holden with divers diseases and torments, possessed with demons, and epileptic, and palsied, and he healed them. In every contact of Jesus with the people, he healed their sick. He did not turn any away. Everyone was healed. Some would have us believe that there are some cases which are not the will of the Father to heal. Yet those same people will take medicine and send for a physician when they declare it's not the will of God to heal them. The fact is, there aren't any cases that are not the will of the Father to heal. It's not the Father's will that any die of disease. Sickness does not belong to the body of Christ. It is not normal or natural. When Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches, he meant we are united with him as closely and vitally as the branch is connected to the vine. You can understand how Jesus could not have cancer, tuberculosis, pneumonia, or any of those other deadly diseases. He is the vine. We as branches should have none of these things either. It is abnormal for believers to be in bondage to poverty, so that they have to go to the world for help. Also, it is abnormal for them to go to physicians for healing. The believer is of God. He has been redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. He has the very nature and life of God in him. He is the righteousness of God in Christ. He is not only redeemed out of the hand of Satan and made a new creation, but he stands in the Father's presence without the sense of guilt or condemnation. He has the same liberty and freedom with the Father now that he will have after death when he goes to heaven. He stands before the Father now as Jesus stood before him. The Father's love nature has taken the place of the nature of Satan in his life. He is no longer afraid of disease or adverse circumstances. He is not filled with fear and bondage. The Son has made him free. Perfect love has cast out fear. He is filled with the nature and life of God, and God's nature is love. There is no ground for disease and sickness in the body of Christ. These new creations are the sons of God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. They have God dwelling in them. They have the life and nature of God, and God himself, in the person of the Holy Spirit, who raised Jesus from the dead, has made his home in their bodies. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead shall give life also to your mortal bodies through the Spirit that dwelleth in you. In the ministry of Jesus, there was a perfect coordination between himself and the Father. Jesus' attitude toward disease and sin was the Father's attitude. He lived among the Jews, God's covenant people, and healed their diseases, breaking Satan's dominion over them individually. When he went to the cross, he became their substitute, their sin-bearer, their disease-bearer. When he was nailed to the cross, Isaiah 53 became a reality. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. It was the hand of justice that fell on him as our substitute, as he bore away our diseases.